Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night, where we are airing our grievances, so to speak. We read a list of the top 10 things that typically irritate people throughout the course of the day. And our question tonight is, what irritates you? What is a day-to-day thing that annoys the bejesus out of you? We've got some great answers so far. Let us know what yours is. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Hey, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. And it just so happens that I have the owner of said tap room with me here on Nightlight right now, Kirk Bagstad. So, Kirk, and is Bentley, do we still have Bentley? Conrad?
Yep.
Okay. Is he on the phone?
Bentley.
Yep. Oh, fantastic. All right. How did you guys connect?
So, I mean, the Minocqua Brewing Company is has the word Minocqua in it. So up until COVID, my entire business was a brew pub, not a brewery up in Minocqua. We're still there. We have a little gas station now, but we're a production brewery. We no longer do food. But I had you heard me, right? I mean, I used to be an opera singer. I care a lot about music. I bought that brew pub specifically because it had a stage that was already very well known for original music in northern Wisconsin. And when I bought it, all I did was just improve it. We put acoustic panels all around that room. I hired a sound guy, which you can't really find a ton of sound guys in northern Wisconsin. At the ready. I had one every single show we had. And so I found Bentley because he's an hour away from Minocqua, he's a great singer-songwriter. And we did original music, and there's not a whole lot of people doing original music. It's a lot of, you know, Jesse's Girl in every single bar all throughout northern Wisconsin.
Right.
And I hate that. I wanted to hear people write their own stuff. So that's how I met Bentley. And wildly, because I'm not the most popular brewer in Wisconsin, and the distributors in Wisconsin, I can't get them to touch me with a 10-foot pole. Ashland, there's a lot of people who like my beer in Ashland, and so I created this program where I hired musicians I knew from places where I can't get beer delivered very easily, and so I put out the call, and Bentley responded, and I knew him, and I was like, yeah, he's great. So that's how we're back together again after a long hiatus, because that was pre-COVID is the last time he was playing for me. And now he's back, and I'm doing that a lot, and with different musicians that I met along the way when I was booking music up in Minocqua 5 years ago.
So, Bentley, who are your influences? That was a great song. It was called When You Walked Away. Did I hear a little bit of John Prine in there?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, I spent a lot of my a lot of time back in college listening to Prine records when I should have probably been in class. But, you know, it's all part of the education. So.
That's what college is for, blowing off class to listen to music, right? That's what I thought.
I know. Okay. Yeah. yeah, definitely. I grew up, in the Cleveland area. A lot of great music back there during the 70s when I was there. And definitely wore out the Blood on the Tracks by Bob Dylan, and probably wore out Bruce Springsteen's first three albums on my turntable. So
where are you at with like Springsteen? I hate to say this, but like I love Springsteen's kind of arena anthems and great songs, but I love Nebraska and I love Devils and Dust. Are you familiar with Devils and Dust?
Oh yeah, very much so. And it's, and personally, that's my favorite stuff because I mean, that's what resonates with me more. That, you know, lone guy on a guitar, you know,
right,
sitting in a, you know, smoke. Well, it used to be a smoky bar room, yeah, you know, cranking them out. Another great guy I like to listen to right now is guy's name is James McMurtry. I really like his storytelling too. It's all about telling the story for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people can see you tomorrow night at the Tap Room, the Minocqua Brewery Tap Room in Madison at 2927 East Washington. And where else after that, Bentley, where do you go to? Where else can people see you around the state, or where can they find your music on the web or social media?
You know, I'm kind of a Luddite. Currently, I'm in the studio working on my next album. I've got some stuff on Hardestry Music, hardestry.com. A friend of mine who recorded me the last time, and got a couple of things floating around on the YouTube thing also.
I've heard of that, YouTube.
Yeah, you heard of that thing. So, and my next show's coming up is a festival in Washburn, Wisconsin, which is right across the bay from Ashland. It's called Sound Check, and that's check as in C-H-E-Q, you know, play on the Schwamigan name.
Oh, nice.
And it's all the area, local area musicians. They got about 20 acts lined up for Memorial Day weekend, like a 3-day weekend. And I have a couple different bands. I'm in a couple different bands that we're going to be playing on a Saturday night and a Sunday night during that
very cool
sound check event. It's a big festival. It's a big music festival.
Oh, that's great. That's the voice of Bentley Brehm, and he is joining me here on Nightlight. We just heard one of his songs, When You Walked Away. You can find his stuff on YouTube and social media. And we have Kirk Bangstad here, the owner of the Minocqua Brewery Company. Kirk, what else do you have coming up at the Tap Room? You got to be so excited, like a new room like that. I bet you can't wait for artists to come in and see it and check out the vibe.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I don't want to leave without saying something about Bentley's songwriting myself, because I love, as a trained opera singer, it's so hard for me to be able to speak and sing and tell a story while speaking in the middle of a song, because it just kind of is not how I was trained. But when I hear, you know, the heartfelt stuff that he's saying while there's chords in the background, you know, that's something that I respect, because I can't do it. And so I like that song that you played. So way to go, Bentley, on that. And yeah, so the,
thank you.
You got it, brother. And the things that we have coming up are, you know, this May, we've got a string quartet, the Rabin String Quartet.
Oh, love it.
Playing on the 5th on a Sunday. I do beer church, so I do classical music on Sundays. We have a Minneapolis singer-songwriter from Minneapolis called Zach Scott Johnson, who's done a song a day. He's famous for playing a song a day and uploading it on YouTube for now about 10 years running.
Whoa.
So we'll hopefully have him in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
We have Tommy Bentz, who is an unbelievable guitar player from the River Falls area, which is an equally hard place to get my beer. He's going to be playing. It's like 2 weeks from now. And we have more poetry. We have Science on Tap with this arborist coming up. And it's all, you can all find that. And by the way, I'm singing for Mother's Day. I'm doing an all Neapolitan show where the mothers may or may not get roses given to them and be serenaded. So there's a lot going on.
It's the least you could do, Kirk.
you can see it all on my web. The website's got the calendar, and our Facebook page has got a calendar of all the stuff we have.
Yeah. That's fantastic. And I'll read. I read the response we got when Kirk sang Danny Boy. This is for you, Bentley. Sherry from the 707 from Northwest Coast, California says, what was said was said. I have written a few songs, but this one makes me think. Tell him thank you. Wish I was closer to visit. And Sherry continues saying amazing. So there you go. That's a high praise from one of our regulars.
Well, thank you, Sherry.
Yeah. Thank you, Sherry. So talk a little bit, Kirk, we got a couple minutes left. I love how you, in your bio, you say you have found a way to find a connection between brewing and the Wisconsin idea.
Yeah.
How did you marry those two together? I think that's great.
So the Wisconsin idea, for those in your audience that might not know, is that a land grant school like UW-Madison and all the other, you know, all the other UW-Stevens Point, La Crosse, you know, et cetera, Eau Claire, they are, it's learning and higher education is not meant to just stay in the ivory towers. It's not meant to just be in the classroom. The reason we have public universities and the reason they're supposed to be cheaper for Wisconsinites to attend, and that's unfortunately, that's not necessarily the case these days, is that, you know, kids should be able to get that leg up, you know, but professors should not just be teaching the kids. They should be going out all throughout the state and all counties in the state to be sharing their knowledge. And so many professors came here specifically for the Wisconsin idea. Some Princeton, Harvard guys, they don't want to be in Princeton and Harvard. They want to be in places where they can get their knowledge out to people. So for me, brew pubs and tap rooms are a place, nobody goes to one of these places to get hammered. You go to a place to have a beer and hang out with your friends. And they become basically community buildings that serve beer. And for me, why not fill that up with ways to educate, ways to find beauty in life, ways to talk and ways to think. And so the Wisconsin idea for me, the brewery version is to bring the professors out, bring the artists out, bring the poets out to a brewery, and so that they can hang out with the average folks, not just students in college.
Well said. And yeah, and what better way to enjoy a pint, as you say, than to discuss some ideas, discuss sports and music and movies and politics and all kinds of stuff. And that's what it's all about. Guys, I can't thank you enough for being with me tonight. I hope the show goes very well tomorrow down there in Madison. And Bentley, I hope you crush it. And it was great meeting you. And thanks for the introduction, Kirk. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, my friend. All right.
Thank I'm going to get you to Thank drink you. Beer the next time you come out.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll take one of those NA beers. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great night. That's Kirk Bankstead and Bentley Brehm joining us here on Nightlight. So when we come back, what are we going to do, Conrad? We'll have to figure it out. We got a lot of fun coming up next. Oh, I'm going to read some texts. What's bothering you? What's irritating you today? There's a big list, and we've got some great texts so far. So let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. Is it tipping counter help? Is it two-step verification? Let us know. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you would like to watch us live, go to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe's Facebook page or go to Civic Media on YouTube. Now, once again, here is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is a good question. This is a great way to get people's blood boiling, is to talk about what makes their blood boil. I could have added to my list, Conrad, hugging a plumber or being asked to hug a plumber. That would be one of the things that would drive me crazy. And listen, I love my plumber. He's a great guy. I'm not hugging him, and I wouldn't expect. I think lingerie day sounds like a lot more of, that's a more fun day. How about hug a plumber while he's wearing lingerie? That would be weird. That would be weird. That would put that national day calendar on its ear. What is a day-to-day thing that annoys the living daylights out of you? You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or call us at the same number. We love getting calls, and we love reading your texts. So we've got some good ones, too. I got to make sure I go back before the... Because I thought your dad... Did your dad text us? I read that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I don't like to leave the Krieger family out. Jim from Appleton says, he's in the 920. He says, the most annoying thing to me is when people hit their turn signal as they are turning the corner. Like they hit the lever while they're turning the steering wheel. I'm with you, Jim. I think maybe they just like at the last minute thought of it, but you're right at that point. Like, yeah, that's kind of an annoying one. Maybe they just got their head up their butt, you know, and they don't know what they're doing when they drive. Sherry says, how does Bentley spell his name? I can't find anything on the net. Would love to follow and help him along the way. Conrad, do we have some Bentley spelling?
Yes.
I need to get that to the people. I know Bentley is B-E-N-T-L-E-Y, and I think Brehm is B-R-E-H-M.
M. Yep.
Yeah.
Just there like that. Go. Yep.
There you go, Sherry. So yeah, check him out. Stacy Sue is watching on the stream tonight, watching for deer on the road and people walking in the dark with no reflective clothing. That is a great one. And I'll tell you, there's a road in Marinette called University Drive, and it's very dark at night. And you would not believe how many people walk at night in dark clothing. Especially in this day and age when everybody is checking their phone and texting and driving, you can't do, you have to wear reflectors. That's a really good one because, yeah, you're the one in the car, but you hit somebody and send them to the hospital or even worse, that sticks with you for a while too. That's a bad, I've done that a handful of times. It's a bad feeling, Conrad.
Yeah.
You don't even know what I'm talking about. Conrad's watching the draft.
No.
Are the Packers on the clock yet?
No, but okay. The Bears did draft who you wanted.
I saw they got Roma Dunze, who's a great player.
Did you see who the Falcons drafted?
No, I didn't. I'm running a radio show here, Conrad. Just... Hey, Pete, are you watching the draft? No!
Hey, there's a minute break. You can do a lot in it.
That's right. I did peek. I admit to peeking. Who do they take?
Michael Penix, Jr.
At 8?
And it makes no sense because they just paid Kirk Cousins $130 mil.
Oh, my gosh!
It's one of the, I think one of the stupidest things I've seen in the draft.
And Michael Penix is like 31 years old or something like, isn't he like a seventh year senior?
31. Yeah, I think he's 26, 27. But oh. Yeah, he's been injured a lot. You know, he looked great last year, but.
Yeah, he did. He's a great player. Yeah, he overcame injury. I love his story. I think he's a great QB, but like, these teams, it's like, they're no better in some cases than fantasy football coaches. Honest to God.
That's like, true, yeah. I can't believe they did that, though. I'm still in a little bit of a shock of why they drafted him.
Wow, that's insane.
It's just crazy. Why pay Kirk that much money if you were going to draft a quarterback?
Yeah, didn't they pay Cousins like $100 million bucks or something?
$130 mil.
And like $100 was guaranteed, right?
Yeah. But the Vikings did draft J.J. McCarthy, though. So
at like... What are they, 12? 11. Okay. Wow. Okay. So who do you want the Packers to take? If you're the guy, if you're the Packers GM.
Cooper DeJean.
The cornerback from Iowa.
Yes.
White cornerback. The Great White Hope.
He looks, I've watched some of his film because I'm in the draft room, you know. But he looks great, you know, so I'm hoping he might go sooner though, so.
Oh, he's that good, huh?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I saw an article the other day that said, are we ready for a white cornerback?
No, that's the clickbait you need.
Yeah, no kidding. I did not click on it. Anyway, so Terry Barr is coming up at 8:35. She's going to introduce us to a band called Stay, right? Or no.
That's the song.
The song is Stay. Yes. Blame It on Kane. Oh, I like that. And I'm telling you, Terry has been on the show almost every week. We talk to her about her show on Saturday night. They have bands live at Civic Media headquarters for the Live in the Lair portion of the show. She is batting 1,000. I mean, I can't believe, I think I said this the other night, I didn't realize Wisconsin had this much musical talent. And part of that is kind of depressing because it goes to show you how many talented people there are and how many actually become household names. Not that you have to be. You know, a lot of these bands travel and probably make a good living, but with the talent level they have, honestly, I'm surprised like I haven't heard of more of them. I used to be in acting classes in LA and I would be like, there'd be like 15 people in the class. I'd be watching everybody going, man, everybody in here is good. There's not enough stages. So it's kind of the same thing with the bands that Terry introduces us to. And they're on the way up, right? Would you say, Conrad, they're kind of up-and-coming bands?
Yeah, some of them are. Some of them are, I've kind of looked on their Instagrams and have, you know, a decent amount of followers, so.
And that's probably how they make their living, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Sherry from the 707 checks in again. She is in Northern California. I think that's what that means, Northwest Coast. I'm not familiar with that phraseology, so I'm just going to assume she's in Northern California. Sherry says, thank you, guys. Love listening to you. Well, we love when you listen, Sherry. It's great to have you along for the ride any day of the week. This is Thursday. We are off tomorrow night. Monday on the show, Civic Media's own Melissa Kay, who hosts the WFHR morning show, and she's also a news reporter, is going to report to us Monday about a movie premiere that she went to. And I think she had a part in the film. And Matt Miller will be here also. He is the entertainment reporter, one of the entertainment reporters for onmilwaukee.com. And I am very curious as to how the Milwaukee Film Festival is going. And Matt is going to give us the straight dope. He's been spending a lot of time there. And we'll pick Matt's brain and see what he has seen. You know, Conrad, today is Al Pacino's 84th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that old.
He is. And I honestly, Pacino's weird. Like, I loved him when he was younger.
Yeah.
He was kind of over the top, I felt like, the last 20 years or so. But then I saw him in something recently. Oh, in Knox Goes Away with Michael Keaton. And he was really good again. Like, sometimes these actors, they just make strange choices for the character. And I feel like it's the director's job to kind of rein them in a little bit. And maybe directors are afraid to rein in a legend. I'm just guessing. But I really liked Al Pacino's performance in Knox Goes Away, which is probably already out of theaters, but was a pretty good watch.
Have you ever seen him in Jack and Jill?
I have not seen that movie, no.
Don't ever watch that.
It's terrible.
Oh, Adam Sandler plays him and his twin sister.
Wait, Adam Sandler plays his own twin sister.
It's so bad. It's terrible.
I kind of have to watch that. I just want to see what he looks like as a girl. All right, Terry Barr, our good friend Terry Barr, is coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba. I believe in
miracles. We are hanging out on a Thursday night here on Nightlight, broadcasting statewide all over our beautiful state from downtown Green Bay at WGBW here at City Deck Landing. Good stuff tonight. Boy, that was fun. This is kind of our music show. We're off tomorrow night. We're running a best of. Conrad, we got some good stuff in the best of tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. We got some great stuff.
What Lance can people Barber. Look forward to? Oh, good. Lance. Yeah.
Lance Barber. Kristen Lyerly.
Nice.
Nathan Sills.
Sills, yeah.
Yes. The parkour filmmaker.
Yeah, that'll be... they're old interviews, but it's a new configuration. See what I did there? It's a new composition, if you will. So check it out tomorrow night. We won't be taking texts because it'll be pre-recorded, but it should still be a fun show. We'll be back Monday night broadcasting from Madison, which is where Max Inc. broadcasts from on Saturday nights from 6 to 12. And I think they go 6 to 12 Saturday to Sunday night. They're on the air for like 36 hours in a row. It's crazy, the show they put together. And one of the hosts is here with us tonight, like she usually is on Friday. We bumped it up a night because we are not here tomorrow night. Terry Barr joins us. Hey, Terry.
Hey, you cuties. Happy Friday Eve.
Yes, that's the way to look at it. I equated it to like breakfast at dinner, kind of, but that's probably not very good.
I love that. Yes. And then, good for you guys to have a Friday night off.
Yeah, well, you know, Conrad's not going to be here, so... He is pretty much dictating my vacation because I can't run the board, Terry. My arms are not that long, and I don't know what I'm doing. So I need the K-man here.
It's a little frightening. I recall having to run the board for myself a couple of times.
Really?
And I'm just, yeah, things didn't always go very well.
Well, he's taking some time off, and it's well-deserved. You're going to a wedding, right, Conrad?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's getting married?
One of my good friends from high school. Who I still talk to very often. So
I was going to say, it's only been like 4 years. You still talk to him? Wow. That's kind of cool. All right. Well, very good. Well, Terry, what's new with you?
Wow. You know, it's Thursday, so I don't know. I don't know what to say. A lot of the times the new things happen Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I guess I'm going to have to keep that in my back pocket for next time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's been a little quiet, which sometimes that's good because don't you feel like you're running between work and then all these events you want to go to, taking care of family as well. And then all of a sudden you just kind of hit the wall and go, I got to sit down for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, to be bored. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have a, you know, it's the NFL draft tonight. Do you have a Packer prediction? Are you, or do you have someone you're hoping they take or a position you're hoping they address?
Oh, I feel like we don't need wide receivers because we have all the young guys.
Right.
Maybe someone to guard Jordan Love. So on the offensive line, or I don't know, we could always use some more special teams help, but I don't even know how you draft that.
I appreciate your honesty.
What about you guys? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm going to defer to Conrad. You can share your hope. Well, Conrad.
Yeah. Well, you know, Pete is not a Packer fan, so.
Oh, I forgot. And here he even set us up to be, let the Packer fans talk. Oh, my gosh.
I have been whipped into submission by the stupid Packers. What can I say? They've owned us. They have owned
us. Until next year's draft. You're going to be out in the middle of it in Green Bay.
Yeah,
I know. That'll be fun. Oh, my gosh.
That is going to be amazing.
That's going to be a blast, yeah. Green Bay's going to have a – it's going to be a – and it should be on display. This is like a football treasure, this town.
Yes.
You know, it's just a little town with this great – rivalry and history. It's going to be really fun. People are going to have to stay with Conrad though, because we don't have enough hotel rooms. That's what I've heard.
Exactly.
So.
Conrad, get ready for everybody. Tell people to bring their tents or whatever they need to. But man, they said right now in Detroit, there are 150,000 people were allowed through the gates.
Gosh.
But then there's that many more people standing outside of the gates that can't get in unless somebody leaves.
That is insane. How are they going to do that here next year?
I don't know. I look at the photo of all those people, and then there's music, and there's activities all around, and I'm just thinking, holy cow.
Yeah, and wow. I mean, you know what? If it's a warm night, it'll be beautiful, but you just don't know. They're going to have to pack people into the stadium, right? I mean, is that the plan? I don't know.
Well, they say that entire, you know, Lambeau Field over through the whole area next to there, all of that is in consideration and will be in operation for this. But where do you put 150,000 people?
Yeah,
down the street? I mean, I don't know.
It's insane. Green Bay has 100,000 plus people. You're going to more than double the population for one night. I've got three chairs here in the studio that we could, you know, and I'm just pitching in, being part of the community here.
One of them's a Packer chair as well. So.
One of them's a Packer chair. There you go.
Very nice. And I'm sure, Pete, you are not sitting on the Packers chair.
No, but I have. And I'll say this.
Your butt has touched the Packers chair. How about that?
And you know what? I won't make a joke about that's the part of my body that I'm glad touched the Packer chair, because that would be rude, right?
Oh, you are bad.
I'm above that sort of thing.
Okay, so Conrad, super quick, what are you thinking for the draft for the Packers?
Well, we need some defensive help cornerback, Cooper DeJean. I really want to see him, or Kool-Aid McKinstry. But I'm a really big Badger fan. So I just want to see Braylon Allen on the Packers.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be great.
It would be awesome.
I know.
And a dude named Kool-Aid. Come on, you have to draft that guy.
Yeah, you have to.
Hey, and to show you, Terry, what a team player I am, okay, when I started working for PBS, they do a show at night. I forget what it was, Frontline, I think it was called. I don't know if it's on anymore, but they asked me to interview, who's the Packer receiver? It was one of Favre's guys. There was...
Donald Driver?
It was not Driver.
Greg Jennings?
Robert Brooks.
Oh, okay.
And they asked me
he was my favorite.
He was a really cool guy. I was in Madison. They wanted me to wear a Packer jersey. And I said, wait a minute. And she's like, come on, take one for the team. So I did. I wore a Robert Brooks jersey. And I interviewed him about, you know, concussions and stuff. And he was such a great interview and a really good guy. So, you know,
See, there you go. That helps change your mind, right?
Well, they're just people, right?
Pete.
Well, oh, it's okay. Weird. Here's what I'm dealing with, Terry. Okay, when I lived in LA, I kind of became like, I cheered for the Packers. I saw Lambeau Field on Sunday Night Football, and I'm like, oh my God, there's home. Northeast Wisconsin, I got kind of homesick, and I didn't have Packer fans in my face all the time. Right?
Because
I lived in LA.
There's the difference.
Yeah, so now I'm back here, and sometimes that's the first thing people say to me. I'm like, hey, you know, I have an existence outside of sports, not much of one, but. And what can I say? Some of my best friends are Packer fans. So there you go. It's a fun rivalry.
Okay. Fair enough. Got it.
So Terry, tell us about Blame It on Kane. I love that.
Yes.
I love that name.
They've been together since 2007. So they are not youngsters when it comes to this rock and roll thing. They are going to be live in the studio. As you mentioned, we broadcast out of the Madison studio across the entire state. But they're going acoustic for us. And I kind of like that when it comes to like a heavier band being willing to show off their skills when it comes to how they play their instruments acoustically and their vocals, because all of a sudden now that really is more on display when they're not, you know, cranking up those amps behind them.
Yeah.
So that'll be 9 to 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So I'm really looking forward to this. They already have put out 5 albums since 2007.
Oh, wow.
They are a whammy winner multiple times, including last year and again this year. They're up for the Rock Performer of the Year.
Nice.
There's a writer who reviewed this newest album, and basically, I think this is really fun, calls this the band's swagger from start to finish with crunchy guitars on this album. You got to love the word swagger.
Oh, that's fantastic. And the whammies are coming up too. That'll be fun too. May 18th.
Yeah, that is happening in Green Bay.
In Green Bay.
It's like a little mini warm up for the NFL draft for next year.
Yeah. No kidding. I think we're doing something there. So that should be really fun.
You know, we are,
Well, let's hear some, this is a song called Stay by the band Blame It on Kane that you can hear tomorrow night, live at the Lair and Max Inc. with Terry Barr.
We'll be right back.
So, I guess that's a new version of a breakup song. I told you how many times, girls, stay away from me, stay.
Yeah, I kind of got that. Is that the song they're doing tomorrow, or is the whole set acoustic tomorrow night?
Yeah, the entire set is going to be acoustic. So this will be really interesting now that you've heard this version to hear how they do the acoustic version, because it's loud, it's big, it's boisterous, it's, as they said, swagger.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious. I wonder if this means, will they sit down instead of being up and bouncing around like they usually do?
Well, that should be really fun. You guys are totally batting it. I mean, everybody you've brought to us, Terry, has just been great.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I have a question for you.
Next,
and it involves Live in the Lair. And so you'll see if I can put, I'm going to put Terry on the spot. I'm not going to be able to stop her because she's Terry and she's too smart for that. But I am curious as to what you're going to say. So this is Nightlight with Peach Wava on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's one of those deja vu things. Or a train is trying to tell me something. But we'll have to stop thinking about it. I don't know. I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess, who often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts, assuming that there are some out there. They're probably alone, solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely, but you probably don't think nothing of me. She was like...
Something on a day-to-day basis that annoys the living daylights out of you. That is our question tonight. We've had some really fun answers. 855-752-4842. Got a few minutes here if you want to get in on the fun. We are talking to Terry Barr. She's one of the hosts of Max Inc. here on Civic Media. The show is on tomorrow night from 6 to midnight. That hasn't changed, right, Terry?
Well, Saturday, because it's Friday Eve today,
but you're already on
your weekend. No, biggie. We have now taken over the entire weekend, though.
Look, that's what
we're
I
on
okay.
6 to 6 p.m. on Saturday to 6 a.m. Sunday, and then 6 p.m. Sunday to 6 a.m. Monday.
Good Lord, that is a lot of show to plan.
It's a lot. In fact, I was hit up by Jimmy K today saying, I need your stuff. I need your stuff to fill in for, like, I need it now. And I was like, it's only Thursday. But yeah, I guess he probably does.
Tempers are running hot when you're booking a 48-hour show.
Well, it's no different than you guys all week. That's a lot of hours to fill.
And, you know, it's fun. So, and I'm sure it is for you too. So you do it and you enjoy it. Do you have something, Terry, that drives you crazy on a day-to-day basis? I know you did the PSA about bikes. And that's one of the things is when bikers hog the road. I don't really find that they do that, but that was one of the examples they listed.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is tailgaters. I don't have to drive every single day anymore, but when I do drive, I think I'm even more angry at the other drivers and the tailgaters especially, because you just wonder, you know, you want to tap your brakes and see, are you going to hit me?
Yeah.
What's your deal? Where are you going so fast, but you're not going around me, you know?
And you get so mad because it's like you're driving a weapon. And you're jeopardizing everybody else's life. And it irritates me so much. I do want to sometimes turn the lights on just to see if they break, but then I could cause an accident too. But I'm so mad.
Sometimes
I'm tempted to do it, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, they always say if they hit you from behind, it's their fault.
No matter what. Yeah, exactly.
But,
you know, then you're walking around in a neck brace for the next 9 months. Who wants that?
Here's
my... my question for you, Terry, before we let you go, who has been, you can give us one or three, your top three or just one. Who have you enjoyed the most on Live in the Lair in the last, like, let's say 6 months?
Oh, wow.
Give us some music to go find after the show. I love this.
Okay. Number one right now for me and probably for a long time will be Kelsey Miles, K-E-L-S-E-Y-M-I-L-E-S. Look her up. She's incredible. She taught herself guitar while she was in college. And she is now one of the most astounding blues artists. Mm. She also just learned how to play harmonica. We also lost her because she... She's a professor as well. Oh, wow. And we lost her to Kansas City. I'm not going to hold that against her because she is coming back to Madison often. And she was back on our show about a month and a half ago.
I thought that name sound familiar. Yeah.
Oh, she is incredible. She's not from Madison originally, but this is where her music career started while she was here in college. And she said she'll never, ever forget that and will never not call Wisconsin home. I would definitely look her up. Her voice is huge. It is so big. Yeah, she fills an auditorium, even if she's by herself. It is really incredible.
That's so cool. That's great. Yeah. Well, Terry, keep up the great work. Thanks for stopping by as always. We love having you on the show.
Thank you guys. You guys too, and have a great weekend.
Will do. Thanks so much. Have a great night, Terry. Talk soon.
Thank you.
All right. That is Civic Media's Terry Barr. She belongs to the whole network, even though she has her own show. On Saturday nights from 6 to midnight. Check it out and check out Live in the Lair. It's so much fun. Conrad, any draft news? Do we need to update people? They're not listening to us for draft news, but I'm happy to share that.
We were talking about the Broncos, and they did draft Bo Nix.
Oh, really?
Yes, they did.
Six quarterbacks. Like, what is that, in the first 15?
Yeah.
That might be a record.
And then, you know, I was talking about Brock Bowers. I was thinking maybe he'd go to the Jets, but he's going to the Raiders.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Good draft. I mean, it's been fun so far. I'm sure you're used to drafting later in the draft, so one day I hope to find out what that's like again. But Cooper DeJean, okay. That would be a good pickup for the Pack, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bridget weighs in from the 818. She says, oh, this is a good one. Staff meetings that could have been done in an email. Yes. I have so many friends that complain about that. They're on they get called into a meeting and it's something they could have just sent out. And the complaint by most people is that they're not being treated like professionals. Send me an email. I get it. Don't keep me around for an extra hour or two. Now it's different here at Civic Media. We have meetings like via Zoom because we're all over the state. And those are like really brief. They're like, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes at the most. So I feel like, you know, our time is respected and therefore you respect your boss's time too. But I've heard a lot of people complain about that. Bridget, that's great. Staff meetings, it could have been done in an email. Very cool. You know, we had like, how long is that Chinatown clip, Conrad?
It's a minute.
I think we can squeeze it in.
We can squeeze it in.
All right. Jack Nicholson was born this week. Here's one of my favorite scenes from Chinatown between two legendary actors, Jack Nicholson and John Huston.
I'm doing it.
Going to be a lot of irate citizens when they find out that they're paying for water that they're not going to get.
Oh, that's all taken care of. See, Mr. Gibbs, either you bring the water to L.A. or you bring L.A. to the water.
How are you going to do that?
By incorporating the valley into the city. Simple as that.
How much are you worth?
I have no idea. How much do you want?
No, I just want to know what you're worth. Over 10 million?
Oh, my.
Why are you doing it? How much better can you eat? What can you buy that you can't already afford?
The future, Mr. Gitz. The future. Now, where's the girl? I want the only daughter I've got left. You found out Evelyn was lost to me a long time ago.
Who do you blame for that? Her?
I don't blame myself. See, Mr. Gitz, most people never have to face the fact. The right time and the right place, they're capable of anything. Claude, take those glasses from him, will you? Not worth it, Mr. Gates. It's really not worth it.
So great. That movie is one of the best all time. And it was written by Robert Towne based on an article in the LA Times about getting water to the valley. If you have not checked out Chinatown, phenomenal watch. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday night. We'll be broadcasting from Madison on Monday. I'd like to thank my guests, Kirk Bangstad, Bentley Brehm, and Terry Barr. And as usual, phenomenal texts from the listeners tonight. Thank you guys so much. Always fun when you're part of the show, and calls as well. Thank you to Tom. We'll be back Monday night with more Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.